Going Round in Circles at the Detroit Marriott by Doug Boone. There is a photo on the page, the caption, "The Riverwalk on the South Side of the Marriott." From the editor, if you attended the 1994 convention, which was held at the Renaissance Hotel in Detroit, then under other management, you may find, like me, that your only enduring memory is of walking around in circles, hoping to find the room for which you were searching. This experience was shared by blind and sighted conventioneers alike. The facility has undergone substantial renovation since that last convention. So much has changed. One thing, however, that has not changed is that the facility is still circular, so figuring out where you are in relation to where you want to be will undoubtedly save you steps and minutes of exercise at this summer's convention. Even if articles like this one send you to the aspirin bottle, I urge you to read on. Absorbing even part of this information will hold you in good stead when you arrive at the Detroit Marriott in July. Imagine that the Renaissance Center is the number 5 on a die. The dot in the center of the 5 is our convention hotel. The Detroit Marriott and the 4 dots at the corners are the 4 General Motors office towers. The 100 tower is at the northwest corner of the complex, the 200 tower is at the northeast corner, the 300 tower is at the southeast, and the 400 tower is at the southwest. The Detroit River flows along the south side, with the Riverwalk following its north bank between it and the hotel. Our Motor City March will take place in this general area, and we will exit and re-enter the hotel on this south side of the facility. The main entrance of the Renaissance Center is on the north side, and the main entrance of our hotel is on the west side. The first floor area of the complex, called the Motor Lobby, has high security. These guards have been trained to be helpful and give directions. If they are not already very busy, they may be a little more enthusiastic in offering help than you would prefer, but they do know their way around and can help you get where you wish to go. The hotel lobby is actually on the third floor. Our meeting rooms are mostly on the fourth and fifth floors. All elevators in the central area will travel to these floors and to the 40th floor, which is the crossover level. This is important to know if you find that you have stepped onto the wrong set of elevators. You will also find escalators near the elevator lobby, which is at the very center of the hotel. These escalators connect the third, fourth, and fifth floors. When you want to go to level A to find the food court, you will need to walk around the circle on the third floor, lobby level, to the south side, where you will find an escalator that you will take down in 3 stages to the food court on level A. You will enter the food court at the Coney Island hot dog stand. If you prefer using an elevator to get to the food court, take the main elevators to the first floor and go to the 100 tower, where you will find a single elevator that goes to level A. You will enter the food court just to the right of the popcorn shop. This means that, when you wish to return to the hotel, you should find the popcorn shop, and the hallway leading to the elevator will be just to your left as you face the shop. Here are a couple of facts that may help you as you are mastering this hotel. The Ontario Exhibit Hall, where the Independence Market and exhibits will be located, the Renaissance Ballroom, where the board meeting and convention sessions will take place, and the Mackinac Ballroom, are stacked one atop the other on the third, fourth, and fifth floors. Taxis, limos, and private cars pull up to the motor lobby on the west side of the hotel, off River Road. Parking for the hotel is across River Road in what Michiganders call a parking ramp. The main entrance of the complex, and the one you are most likely to use when coming and going from the hotel, is the GM lobby on the north side of the Renaissance Center, with Jefferson, a very busy street, running east and west, just to the north. Now that you have this overview of the Renaissance Center and the Marriott's place in it, you should be ready to read Doug Boone's description of the hotel. Doug is an expert in orientation and mobility. Here is the information he has gathered for us. We begin our tour in the hotel lobby, which is on the third floor at the west end of the hotel. Leaving the lobby, traveling east over the bridge, you will find an up escalator on the right and an escalator coming down from the fourth floor on the left. An identical set of escalators is located just past the 2 banks of elevators on the east end of this hallway. Continuing east past the first escalators, the area opens up. Here you have several options. Option 1, continue walking straight ahead, east. As the hall closes in again, you are entering the elevator area. The first 6 elevators, 3 on each side, will take you to floors 1, 3, 4, and 5, and the sleeping rooms on floors 40 to 70. There is only one call button for these elevators. It is located between the first and second elevators on the left, north, side. Continuing east, past the first 6 elevators, you may hear an echo in the center of the elevator area. You will then find 6 more elevators, which give access to floors 1, 3, 4, and 5, and the sleeping rooms on floors 9 through 40. The only call button for these elevators is on the south side, between the last and next-to-last elevators on the right side. Please note that the 40th floor is a crossover floor, which allows access to the other set of elevators. Option 2. Continuing straight past the elevators and the east escalators will take you to the Ambassador Ballroom at the far east end of the hotel. Option 3. Immediately after passing the west escalators, when you reach the area that opens up, turn to the right and begin a counterclockwise route. It is possible to follow this hallway in a complete circle, bringing you back to this point. If you progress only a quarter of the way around the circle counterclockwise, you will find on your right, south, a glass door or opening. At this point, you have 2 more options. A. This is the entrance to the Coach Insignia reception desk and elevator to the Premier Restaurant, located on the 72nd floor. B. Walk past the desk for the restaurant, stay to the right, to the back of the area, and you will find the first of 3 escalators needed to reach the food court, level A. Finding the food court will be addressed later. Option 4. Turn left, clockwise, at the west end of the elevator area and go a quarter of the way around and then turn left, north, to find the walkway to the Ontario Exhibit Hall. It is also possible to reach this point once you have progressed 3/4 of the way around the counterclockwise circle discussed in Option 3 above. From that direction, the walkway to the Ontario Exhibit Hall will be on your right, still north. Note, all of these choices give you access to destinations on the outer circle. It is also possible to walk in a smaller, concentric circle around the elevators. Accessing the 4th floor by escalator. The 4th floor is composed of an inner circle which wraps around the bank of elevators and connects to meeting rooms by bridges leading to the north, east, and west only. Once you cross the bridges, there is an outer circle that allows you to get to all the meeting rooms on this floor. In the hotel lobby, begin walking east across the bridge. Locate the up escalator on the right. The next floor will be the 4th. Turn left at the top and make a U-turn to the west and walk until you contact a convex wall in front of you. You can find the restrooms by moving forward and to your left. As you enter the restroom alcove, you will be heading south. Back at the curved wall, you now have options. 1. If you turn right while facing the convex wall, you will move clockwise around the circle. The meeting rooms will be on your left. Heading this way around the north side of the circle, you will find the Renaissance Ballroom, consisting of the Cabot, Cartier, and Columbus rooms, named for explorers. The Renaissance Ballroom can be accessed more directly by turning left, north, at the top of the escalators and walking clockwise around the inner circle until you can turn left or north. On this bridge, you will intersect the outer circle described above. Continue straight across an open carpeted area into the ballroom. 2. Back at the rounded wall, if you turn to your left, you will be making the counterclockwise revolution around the southern half of the circle. All of the meeting rooms will be to your right. These rooms are named for painters: Da Vinci, Greco, Michelangelo, Monet, Renoir, and Raphael. Accessing the 5th floor by escalator. The 5th floor has only an inner circle, though it is larger than the inner circle on the 4th floor. When moving clockwise, you will find the rooms in AB order on the east half of the circle, and on the west half they are in BA order. From either the hotel lobby or the 4th floor, take the escalator to the 5th floor. At the top of the escalator, you are facing east. If you turn left to locate rooms, you will be looking for small bridges on your left. The rooms are in the following clockwise order, beginning at the west end of the elevator hall: Duluth B&A, Mackinac Ballroom, Joliet A&B, Marquette A&B, east end of elevator hall, LaSalle A&B, Cadillac A&B, Banquet Services, Richard B&A, and Brulé B&A. Braille and print markers are located at the intersections of the circular hall and the bridges, about 4 feet from the floor. All rooms have these markers except the Mackinac Ballroom, which has a bridge about twice as wide as the other bridges on this floor. Restrooms on the 5th floor are located at the north end of the bridge, just before entering the Mackinac Ballroom. Locating the food court, level A. In the hotel lobby, go east over the bridge and, when it widens, turn right, circle around, counterclockwise along the right side of the circle, to glass doors. This is the entrance to the Coach Insignia restaurant. Turn right and then bear right. You are circling around the back of this small area. Stay to the right and locate the down escalator. At the bottom, you will be on the 2nd floor. Go right about 40 feet and find another down escalator. At the bottom, you will be on the 1st floor. The next escalator will take you down to level A, where the food court is located. These escalators are close together. Head toward the center of the building and you will enter a circle which, when followed either clockwise or counterclockwise, will take you to the food court. As of March, these were the purveyors located in the food court: Arby's, Burger King, Coneytown, Fish City, Gyroland, Hot Pop, McDonald's, Salsarita's, Fresh Cantina, Subway, That Sandwich Place, Venice Italian Market, and Zoop. Elevator access to the food court, Level A. Go to the hotel lobby, take the elevator down to the motor lobby level. Upon exiting the elevator, turn right and continue until you locate wood-clad glass doors. Go through the doors and up a carpeted ramp until it levels off, then turn left. Continue clockwise around this circular area, about 150 feet, until you hear escalators on the left. Continue past the escalators. Stay left until you can turn left and go down a ramp. Continue staying left, about 30 feet, and locate a glass wall. Keep the glass wall on your left and it will circle counterclockwise to an opening. The elevator is located in this area, which is about 15 feet in diameter. It will open very near the McDonald's in the food court. Access to the People Mover. Greektown is 10 to 15 minutes away. The train runs clockwise to this destination. Go to the hotel lobby. Take the elevator down to the motor lobby level. Upon exiting the elevator, turn right and continue walking until you locate the wood-clad glass doors. Go through the doors and up a carpeted ramp until it levels, then turn left. Continue clockwise around this circular area about 150 feet until you hear escalators on the left. Find and go down the short flight of steps to the left. You will pass the escalators you heard before starting down the stairs. These go down to the lower level. At the bottom of the steps, continue forward until you hear escalators, which will take you up to the next level. You will be near the CVS drugstore. Find CVS and make sure it is on your right. Stay to the right and go down the hallway, a bit more than 50 feet. Go through the glass doors. Tokens can be purchased at a machine about 10 feet inside the entrance to the area, slightly on the right. $1 will get you 2 tokens, good for your outbound and return trips. I was told you can also use exact change or pay with a dollar on the train and get a token for the return, but this has not been confirmed. There you are. By July 9th, you will have it down cold. But if you read this article over several times between now and the convention, you will be surprised how much it will help you to grasp the floor plans of the various levels. Good luck. See you in orbit.